A new poll by NPR, the Kaiser Family Foundation, and Harvard's Kennedy School of Government has found that Americans are less upset with the federal tax system than they've been in years. Still, asked whether there was so much wrong with the tax system that it should be completely changed, or whether the system needed only minor changes, a slim majority, 52%, said it should be completely changed. On the other hand, 44% said it needed only minor changes. Examining the two groups to see why they felt the way they did, there's very little difference. It's not rich versus poor or Dems versus GOP. It's not East v. West. Why is there so little difference? I asked experts and talked to taxpayers, and I don't have a definitive answer. But here are some possibilities. This is a taxpayer we polled who wants to overhaul the system.
I'm upper middle income. I pay a lot of taxes. I don't make a lot of service demands. And I just don't see a balance between what I pay and what I get. And I think that there are probably a lot of people out there that are very frustrated with that very same concept, not seeing a balance between what the taxes are in fact doing for you versus the amount of taxes that you pay.
Darlene Evans-McCoy is a Cleveland lawyer. But we have another taxpayer who says the system works well. Sharon Silo Carroll is a policy analyst from Teaneck, New Jersey, and she doesn't mind paying a lot.
We're certainly paying every penny that we should be paying, and it is a very hefty burden. On the other hand, I want to have good police services and good roads and military defense, so I understand that we all have to contribute.
What's the difference? Gene Sturley is a fellow at the Urban Institute. He's worked on tax policy for four presidents. He thinks when it comes to taxes, the concept of fairness is more important than anything else, even self-interest.
It's a fundamental sense of fairness that just seems to drive us, and not just in terms of how we approach government, but just everyday life. You know, how we treat our kids, or if we have more than one child, we try to treat them somewhat equally. It's a powerful principle.
Another widely held idea, the rich get tax breaks ordinary people don't get. In the last decade, Congress has changed that, creating substantial tax breaks for ordinary people, but that has created its own unfairness, according to Bob McIntyre, who is director of the Center for Tax Justice.
Families that have children of the right ages pay much less in taxes than families who don't have those kind of children. And so a couple with two kids age 16 or less gets this big child credit, and in the middle income ranges, that's big enough that married couples pay very little in income taxes, sometimes nothing if they have three or four kids. And on the other hand, you'll have a couple with a similar income, maybe their kids are seniors in high school or something. They don't get that credit, and they might pay 5 or 10% of their income in taxes. So one group's very happy. The other group is, well, gee, I'm paying a lot in taxes.
People in similar situations really do pay very different taxes. Another reason why our two groups, those who like the system and those who don't, are very similar. Do people think the tax system is too complicated? They do, because it is. But here again, Bob McIntyre says many taxpayers use short, simple forms and they're not bothered. Besides, many Americans think it's fair to allow deductions for children or home mortgages or medical expenses. Deductions do add complexity, but maybe complicated works for you. That's Gordon Rowan's view. He's a retired realtor from Arizona. Deductions do lower his tax bill, but he says it's hard.
I think that most people just cannot understand where you subtract line 7 from 4 and 2 and so on and so forth. Early in January, I set everything out, and I basically put it into several groups. And that big dining room table would have papers all over it and some on the floor, too. I would guess it would spend probably 20 hours or so on the whole thing.
If we really dig into the data, could we identify philosophical differences between the tax system tinkerers and the complete overhaulers? Joel Slemrod is professor of business economics and public policy at the University of Michigan. He says no. To do that, we'd have to ask more detailed questions. Should the U.S. raise taxes on the rich or the poor? What about a 25% federal sales tax?
People who are dissatisfied with the way it is now are more likely to favor change. Not a big surprise. With tax reform, as many other important policies, the devil is in the details. It's not enough for Congress to pass a resolution saying that the tax system ought to be overhauled. We have to get down to the details of what tax system will replace the one we have now.
As Professor Slemrod suggested, When we tried out a couple of those details, a flat tax or a national sales tax, in our poll, there was not much enthusiasm. If you want more details on taxes, the complete NPR Kaiser Kennedy School poll is on our website, npr.org.